Welcome to Are You Real Linked? A journey together toward a deeper, more authentic connection with God and with others. Through teachings of prayer and faith, our common stories of business, relationships, and personal growth will give you the direction you need to truly feel linked with the lost, hopeless, and hurting to help restore your community. Now please welcome your host, Christy Austin.
Hey Roar Nation, this is Christy Austin, and I'm excited to welcome you to Are You Real Linked today. We are at Are You Real Linked. We are connecting together through deeper faith. How are we doing that? Well, simply by getting linked with the Holy Spirit and also linked with each other. There's so many people, it seems as I travel, there's so many people that feel alone. They feel like they're the only ones in their city, or they're the only one in their church, or the only one in their region. And so my heart is for you to get linked together, because we are learning how to take back our city. What is the definition of a city taker? Well, a city taker is simply someone who wants to take back their city through the art of giving. And over the last few months, it has been amazing to hear the heart of so many city takers around the nation. And also, we've walked through Luke 10, kind of verse by verse, and looked at what does it mean to be a city taker who goes in 2018. Jesus clearly gave instructions to the 70 apostles, and so we're taking some of those instructions and looking at what it means in our community. Of course, I do want to remind you that you can still catch Are You Real Purpose with John Fuller. That is released every single Wednesday, and he brings some amazing guests on his show and interviews them. And I love to listen to each of those segments, because I'll tell you what, I feel inspired weekly. When you hear what people are doing, you know, the media is full of negativity and it's full of dark stories. And I love the opportunity to hear positive media, because as I travel all over, I notice that there are a lot of people that really have a heart for this nation and have a heart for God and have a heart to combine those two things, which is for our nation to turn back to God. And so I love listening to John's stories and hearing from his guests, because there's so many amazing people out there plugged into every sphere of influence, from business to media to the arts to entertainment. And many of them really act as undercover revivalists. And so it's amazing to get to hear those weekly. So I really invite you to plug into that. Of course, you can download that on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. This week, we are going to press on in our journey in Luke 10. We are specifically looking at what it means to be a son of peace. Now, interestingly, when Jesus sent out the 72, some manuscripts say 72, some say 70, the original manuscript said 70. Again, that went back to Numbers 11 with the 70 elders, and we talked about that in one of our first podcasts way back when. But what we're looking at today is basically when he sent them out into the city, they were full of the Holy Spirit and they were on direct assignment. He sent them not in the synagogues, because if you remember from last week's episode, they didn't have permission actually to be in the synagogues. And so he sent them from house to house. Now, last week we really talked about the specific instruction that he gave them, which was to look for someone who was at peace. Luke refers to it as a son of peace. And so basically, Luke 10:5, when you enter a house, first say peace to this house. If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stop in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you. I totally love that part, because I don't know about you, but I love food. And so love that part that says, hey, eat or drink whatever is set before you, right? I hope you like that too. All right, for the worker deserves his wages. All right. And so what we're going to talk about today is, last week we kind of took the angle of, okay, you go into a city, or maybe you're currently in your city and you're working maybe through a ministry or a church or whatever that looks like, and you're looking for others who have that kind of peace. And so we really talked about that last episode. But what I want to talk about today is, if someone came into your city, let's say Jesus came to your city, let's say he was walking through, as he did so frequently, and he came to your city, whether that's Aiken, South Carolina, or Dallas, Texas, or Toledo, Ohio, or Oklahoma City, wherever you're located, let's say Jesus and the apostles kind of strolled through there, and they went from house to house, and you heard that little tap on your door. And you open that door and someone said, peace to this house, which again, that was a very standard greeting then. It's not common in 2018, but that's how they greeted each other. Would they stay at your house because they would say to themselves, yes, this is a man of peace. This is a woman of peace. And I want to talk to you about something today that I think really separates religion from relationship. How we're going to reach our world. You see, we were created from the very beginning. God created everything on the earth. In 6 days, he breathed his ruah breath. And so he created oceans, he created galaxies, he created trees and zebras and hippopotamuses and all of these things in 6 days, ruah breath. And God was alone. And so he then created man. Why? Because he wanted that intimacy. He wanted a partnership. He wanted a friendship. And so we were literally created and placed on this earth to be a friend of God. And in the midst of being a friend of God, we literally get to partner with him to bring the kingdom to this earth. And so, of course, we know in the garden that Adam sinned and he lost his authority. The keys were taken from him. But you see, when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, those keys were given back to men. And Jesus himself says, whatever you bind on this earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on this earth will be loosed in heaven, and vice versa. Okay? And so we have that authority to do that and to stand in the midst of that. Of course, we know Jesus said, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church isn't an organization, a building, a denomination, or a facility, friend. The church is me and you. And so we've talked about that over and over, but what I really want to talk about today, I believe, separates religion from relationship. And the only way we're going to take our cities back is to model and demonstrate the relationship and the intimacy that we have with God the Father, the Holy Spirit in us, and to demonstrate that to a lost world. And so what I find so fascinating here is Jesus didn't knock on a door and say, ask them, that family that you're going to stay at, apostle, ask them if they go to church. He did not knock on the door and say, ask that family if they're saved. Notice he said, look for a man of peace. And if your peace rests on him, then stay there. And what I love about this, you guys, what I totally love about this is, you see, you can't fake that. You cannot fake peace. And don't you know that Jesus knew that? Because peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to go over to Galatians 5. And this is kind of, you know, I think the Army or the Marine Corps, I don't know, back in the day they have this phrase, you know, this separates the men from the boys. And I really believe that in here that this separates religion from relationship. This separates Do you just go to church, or do you allow the Holy Spirit to speak in your life and you simply respond to His voice? Because what I want you to catch is peace, which of course in the Greek is a word called Irene. And what that means is basically it is a fruit of the Spirit. So there's gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I'm not talking about that. I am talking about fruit of the Spirit. Now, Galatians 5 is very, very clear. There's basically two types of fruit. And we're going to look at this today because I want you to catch it. There's fruit one kind of tree is the sin nature. Number two, the second kind of tree is the Holy Spirit. And the reason this is so critical and important is because you see, a tree can't bear a fruit that it's not poieoed through, which is also a Greek term meaning to make. What do I mean by that? Let me explain. We live very close to Georgia, and so often when we drive, there's Georgia peach trees everywhere. And most of you know that Georgia is known for their peach trees. It's the peach state. That's what they call it, okay? And so we see these beautiful peach trees blossoming. And of course, at some point after the blossoms come, the fruit come. And so I don't drive by those peach trees and say, man, I really hope that those trees produce apples this year. And I look across, you know, this vast field, and these peach trees go for as many miles as your eyes can see. And, you know, I never look at that and say, wait, is that an apple? Is that an orange? Wait a second. Look at that peach tree. There's a couple oranges on the peach tree. No. You see, a peach tree was created to produce peaches. And that's what's operating and going on. That's what is going on in the very center and DNA of what that peach tree is. And it never messes up. We never have to have a pep talk with it. I don't have to say, okay, peach tree, it's that time of year again. I need you to pull your bootstraps up. I need you to get going. I don't need to give it an inspirational speech because it just naturally produces peaches because that's the DNA of what's going on inside of it. When we look at Galatians 5, it's so clear, and I totally love this, because Galatians 5 talks about life by the Spirit, and that's really what this whole podcast is about, is getting back to getting linked with the Holy Spirit and getting linked with each other. So it says in Galatians 5:16, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sin nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sin nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Okay, listen to this. Tree number one. The acts of the sin nature are obvious. These are the fruit that the sin nature bears. So catch this. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, tree number one. That's the fruit of the sin nature. And so when you see that fruit in your own life or in someone else's life, you know what kind of tree it is, right? Two, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, that's our word, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, are you real linked? Let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So what I want you to catch is Jesus, when he sent the apostles out, he literally had them look for someone not who is abiding by the law, you know, dotting every I, crossing every T. He had them look for someone who is carrying the fruit of the Holy Spirit. What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Well, in this case, they were looking for a man of peace or a son of peace, is what some translations will say. And what I love about this is that you can't fake it. Even in the faking it, if you have any discernment at all, you can see through it, right? And so it's so interesting. You know, my heart is never to be critical of the church. I grew up in church. My mom tells me I was in church the very first Sunday after I was born. I was there multiple times a week for pretty much my whole life. And I love the church, which is why I basically do all of these things I do, because my heart is for the church and to teach the church to live in authenticity and abundant life. And so I want to share something with you, because as I grew up in the church, I saw a lot of the fruit of the sin nature. I saw jealousy. I saw selfish ambition. I saw hatred and I saw rage. And yet we preach oftentimes, and at least in those days, we preached against drinking, smoking, chewing, and going with girls who do, right? And so interesting, Jesus rarely ever talks about those sins. The sins that he talks about, the fruit of the sin nature, first of all, are mostly relational. Sin is always relational and it always severs relationships. There is nothing that will sever a relationship quicker than jealousy. I've seen a lot of churches, sadly, I wish I hadn't, or maybe I do, I don't know, but it's the journey the Lord's brought me on. I've seen a lot of churches collapse. I've seen churches fold. And oftentimes, I'll share something with you that, you know, churches don't fold because the pastor had an affair, although that happens. But primarily, when I look globally at the Church of America, churches collapse out of gossip, dissension, division, hatred, selfish ambition. All of these things collapse relationships, and they're like a slow-growing cancer that grows and grows and grows until it takes over the body. And then at some point, that body's on life support. And if nothing happens then that body ultimately dies. And sadly, I've seen a lot of bodies die and a lot of churches collapse. And so what I want to challenge you with today, I'm not talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of amazing gifts, but let's set that aside for a minute and let's look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Are you carrying the fruit of the Spirit that someone could visibly look at your life and go, you know what? You're a son of peace. You're a daughter of peace. You're a man of peace. And I don't know what it is about you, but when you walk into the lunchroom at work, the atmosphere shifts. I feel a difference. And when I step into your office, I don't know what it is, but there's just such a peace inside of your office that I've never felt before. Could someone say that about your life? Because I really believe as city takers, that is primarily how we're going to win our cities. The world is sick of televangelists who steal millions of dollars. Sadly, the world and the church has been very hurt by some of these sin nature things. And they are looking for a man and woman who is full of joy and who is full of peace and who you look at and go, man, there is such a purity about you and there is such a kindness that I just haven't seen or very rarely. And I don't know what that is, but I'm very drawn to you. And of course, we know they're not drawn to us as a person, but they're drawn to the Holy Spirit in us. And so I ask you that question today. If Jesus strolled through your town or through your city, through your community, he's going through your neighborhood and he knocks on the door because he's looking for a place to stay. He's looking for a man of peace. He's looking for a woman of peace. Would he find that in your home? Would he say peace and his peace rest there? Would he walk into your front door and go, man, there is such a peace in this home. This is so amazing. I don't know what that looks like in your life, but this has challenged me because you see, this isn't a formula. This isn't something I can do. Greater church attendance, greater volunteerism in our churches doesn't produce more peace in our life. Ironically, it can actually produce the other. The only way this peace comes is through that intimate time with him, just you and him, and connection to the Holy Spirit. So will you get linked with the Holy Spirit in greater ways? That's our podcast for this week. I thank you for joining us, City Taker. I look forward to next week. And hey, I invite you to join and just check out one of the other podcasts. One of my favorite ones is with Casey Fuller. She gives a lot of fitness tips that are very simple and easy to follow. And I've learned a lot and been challenged a lot from listening to Are You Real Fit? You can check that out on Instagram. Follow us on areyoureal.org and get to know us more. Until we meet again, I hope you rest in his love, dance with great joy, and aspire to go higher each day. This is Christy Austin at Are You Real Linked. Have a blessed day.
We'd like to thank you for joining us on this episode of Are You Real Linked and encourage you to visit areyoureal.org for more resources based on today's episode, as well as links to more Christian podcasts in our network and the inspiration to help you enkindle everyone around you. God bless and good day.